to a lot of teachers.
How can anyone, whether they want to work in a language school or privately from their own laptop anywhere in the world, create a rewarding and impactful career teaching English as a second language, even if they are just starting out or have no teaching experience or ability? Hi, my name is Lynette Kim, and here on the TESOL Talk podcast, I aim to answer that very question.
Teaching or using music and songs in ESL classroom means having the students all do a sing-along. Now, when you're teaching children, yeah, the kids do really enjoy that, especially the younger ones. And it's really nice for them to learn little silly songs, nursery rhymes, and basic English songs with like Old MacDonald's Farm, with repetitive lyrics and that kind of thing. So yes, you do it, especially for children. But when it comes to adult classes, do I teach music and songs by sitting, having a sing-along, getting out a guitar or something? Absolutely not. And I've actually had to review classes where and assess teachers where they've been doing that, and I can tell you it never goes well. Look, there might be the occasional, you know, rare scenario where someone's a really good singer and they're really good with the guitar or something, and the classes enjoy a bit of a sing song. But a lesson just that, and even if the teacher's fantastic at singing and playing a guitar, if they were doing it all the time, students are not getting value for money sitting around having a sing-along. And I know I had a teacher once that I was doing an assessment on, and she was explaining, and she was very happy and proud, how she had done the Beatles, We All Live in a Yellow Submarine, with the students. And I said, oh, okay, how did that go, and what activities did you do? And she was explaining how, oh, no, we didn't do activities. I gave the lyrics out, we learnt the lyrics, and then we sang the song as a class three times through while they learnt the lyrics. And I asked her what linguistic value went with that, like what did the students take home that they could use in their daily lives? And she said, oh, they learnt the song. And as you can imagine, if you were learning a language, just say, for example, you went to Italy or somewhere and you had lessons that you were paying really good money for, and all you did was sit there singing a little Italian song for an hour and a half, and all you came away with was remembering some of those lyrics and that tune, I don't know how happy, I don't know about you, but I would not be happy with my money spent and my time. So what I'm saying is I do use music and song. I absolutely do. But I'll only use it where it's going to give value. Value for students that they can use what they're learning immediately in their lives in everyday situations. So some of my favorites, my absolute all-time favorite song for teaching English, and you can do this song with any level almost, is You Only Get What You Give. This is a fantastic song by the New Radicals. The reason I love this song is it is absolutely full of idiomatic expressions and phrasal verbs. It's like crazy, like all the lyrics are phrasal verbs. And I'll just give you an example. It's got in here, don't let go, and then don't give up, and let me have a look. There's some more in here. Now I'm looking through this song just to show you, give you examples of this. Don't give up, and that's probably the major of the phrasal verbs. But then when we get into the idioms, there's just so many. Dreamer's disease, when the night is falling, can't find the light, when your dreams are dying. Oh, here's another phrasal verb, hold tight. And then you're going to pull through, and you only get what you give. All of these things, these are absolutely brilliant, because these are idioms that people say all the time. And ESL students have no idea on the face value what this actually means, because there's that hidden cultural meaning behind these expressions. So, you know, when you have a song like this, what I do is I'll have a gap fill, obviously, for some of the phrasal verbs and for those idiomatic expressions. And I'll go through and I'll put them up on the board. I'll discuss with the students. students what they are and what we're looking for. We're looking for these expressions, and I want them to listen for it in the song. Play the song through and let them listen for it and fill in where they hear them. Play it again and let them fill in any that they missed, and then we discuss where they fit, and then have a really good discussion about each of them, like within each phrase or section of the song, what it means. And then we'll go through. Now, obviously, students have to be at least intermediate level and above to have this much discussion with the song, but about the meanings. But then you discuss those meanings and the idioms and what they represent. And then you can actually go through and have students get into pairs, and they can practice using that idiomatic expression in one of their real life situations. So, for example, pull through. You could give an example as a teacher, as a time you had an emergency situation or someone that you know and how they pulled through. You know, usually this is to do with like health or something like that. But you can just give them examples and then get students in pairs, and they each practice using that expression. And then you can use another expression and you can talk about you only get what you give, and say, give them an example in life how that is the case, and then get them to go back into pairs with a different person and talk about a situation in life where they feel that that's relevant, where you only get what you give. So again, you can see how much expression, how much discussion is being brought out. So students are spending time using these expressions. Now, when you finish the lesson, so you go through, you discuss all of this, they give each other feedback, you talk to them, they've understood the song. At the end of it, you can say to students, right, what I want you to do is I want you to go home, and I want you, if they're in an English-speaking country, that's great, talk to your homestay families or talk to someone that you know and use these expressions, and then ask them to give you examples in their life when they pulled through something, or, you know, when that something happened at one of these expressions they could use. And then as homework, they come back the next day and they can explain to the classroom how their homestay person or someone that they know pulled through a situation, or they got what they only got what they gave, or someone they knew only got what they gave, that type of thing. So this is how you link music and song to value in the lesson linguistically and conversationally. Then you take it further, they go and use it in everyday life and bring back and share with the classroom that experience and that richness of what they've learned. And this is a great way to use music and song. So there are really good songs. My suggestion is, when you go looking for songs to use in the class, don't just go for the most popular songs out there. Look for songs that have all of these types of expressions. So you're looking for colloquialisms, you're looking for idioms, you're looking for phrasal verbs. And so these are the things, because phrasal verbs are so hard for students to understand, and they need to understand how they fit and how we use them. And it's just one of those things that are memorized. You don't, it's like your times tables. You're not going to decipher them necessarily. And the same with idioms, because idioms are groups of words that have a different meaning to the words individually as a group. So, you know, like it's raining cats and dogs, for example. That doesn't make any sense in the real context, but then we know what it actually means, that it's heavily raining. So the only way for these students to remember what that actually means is to understand it as far as they've used it in a context. So look for songs that have these types of expressions and use them with gap fill, use them for listening, and then absolutely, remember, it's 80% student talk time. So use them for discussion. Get the students in pairs and groups. Get them talking and using these expressions together and sharing their feedback and their answers with each other. And in this way, you're going to make great songs and music and enjoyment part of value in the English classroom.